Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
According to new figures released by the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, they're the people, by the way, who insure the uninsured drivers. In other words, if you have an accident with one of these individuals who's uninsured and you have to get a payoff from somebody, it's from the Bureau of Ireland. The Motorist Insurers and Bureau of Ireland. They've paid out 175 each to cover incidents caused by uninsured drivers in the last 5 years. So in other words, if you're a driver and you're paying a policy at the moment, in the last 5 years, you've paid €175 of your money for uninsured drivers. That has gone onto your policy. All right? So just to give you some understanding of how much it's costing. So your policy, if you divide that by five, your policy would cost you 35 or 40 quid, whatever it is, 40 quid less every single year if there was no uninsured drivers. Since 2018, there have been over 10,000 claims linked to uninsured drivers. Dublin, Loud and Limerick are the highest number of claims. Well, I can only imagine, I don't know if that's done by head-to-head population, but I imagine Dublin would be with the highest population. I'm surprised Cork isn't in there too, but Limerick is in there and Loud is in there. And research published earlier this year revealed that almost 200,000 people in Ireland drive without motor insurance. I think the figures were something like 1 in 9. So when you drive down the road and you see traffic and you're in traffic and you look and there's 50 cars around you, you can imagine that at least, or to think, take it for granted, that at least 10 of those people are not insured. That's probably the way it is. If there's 100 cars around you, at least, well, 9 or 10 of those people are not insured. Sorry, I didn't do the maths right there. And the penalties for driving uninsured include an automatic court appearance, penalty points, substantial fines, and the seizing of a vehicle, possibly, if you can't pay the fine. Now, the Gardaí do catch around 130 uninsured drivers daily and issue fines to close to 10,000 drivers each year. But still, according to these figures, tens of thousands are not getting caught. In other words, 190,000 a year don't get caught. Now, as I said, if we're all paying the price to cover those accidents, is it time to clamp down? So let me give you the argument. And we got an email during the year. We kind of spoke about this guy who was on hard times. He was working hard. He lived in Skerries, I think it was. It was in the newspaper at the time he had got caught. And he told the judge that there was no public transport to where his job was. He had 3 children. He didn't get paid a great amount of money. And he was caring for his wife as well. And he was feeding his family and he didn't have a huge bank balance. And he couldn't afford the insurance. He just couldn't afford it. And, you know, the judge went through all the obvious with him, you know, get rid of some of the luxuries. And he didn't really have any of those luxuries that people think about, like the Netflix and all those other things as well. But he just literally couldn't afford the insurance. But he said he had to get to work to feed his family. And that's why he drove with no insurance and took a chance. And there are many people in Ireland, as we speak, people are listening to the show who are driving a car with no insurance. And they feel that they're justified in doing that because they just cannot afford it because they feel it's a ripoff. And don't get me wrong, insurance is not cheap. It never has been, by the way, but it's not cheap. So I want to know, should we get tougher? I mean, there might be genuine reasons for a person to drive without insurance, but should we have harder sentences for uninsured drivers? In other words, if there was a threat of actually going to jail, and remember, nobody goes to jail unless you're involved in an accident, of course. And, you know, even if you're insured, you could go to jail if you're involved in a serious accident and you caused that accident. But you, at worst, you will probably get a fine and you may have your license or you may get banned from driving. You don't always get banned from driving, but you might get you will get a fine. You're not going to go to jail. You can go to jail for 6 months. That's up to the judge. But nobody has ever been put in jail for no insurance. You know, without being involved in an accident, obviously. The number is 087-188-0008. Should the sentencing be harsher for those who are not insured? Let me just go to Graeme first, if I can. I'm going to come to Margaret and Eamon as well. Graeme, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Graeme?
Good, thank you. Good evening.
Now, Graeme, should somebody go to jail?
I think not. Like before.
Are you on the moon or something there, Graeme? Or you're in a bad area? Hope you're not driving. Okay, we'll have to come back to Graeme in a second. Unfortunately, his phone line is not the main way. Sorry, Margaret, go ahead. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Margaret? Oh, I've lost you.
Can I ask you something?
You can, Margaret.
You said at the start that when I insure my car, I'm paying 100 and what?
Well, over the course of the last 5 years, you've paid €175 to go to the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, which covers people who are not insured if they're involved in accidents.
And how come we're never told about that?
Well, you are.
I'm
it's
not.
It's a levy. There's a levy on your insurance. It's called a levy.
Right.
Yeah, if you look into the small print, it's probably in there somewhere.
Well, I have to say I object to it.
Well, okay. You object to it, yeah? I object to it too, in fairness, Margaret.
I tell you one thing now, it's a bloody disgrace. And anybody that hasn't got insurance or tax on their car, they should not have it.
Mm.
I have reported people that don't have tax or insurance on their cars.
Don't tell me your tax has never been up, Margaret.
Of course it has been up.
Well, people every now and again let their tax lapse for maybe 30 days.
Your tax can be up for a month.
Yeah.
But it's backdated.
Yeah. That's right. You have to pay it back. Yeah.
Yes, you have to pay it back.
Yeah, there was a time you didn't have to.
What I'm saying to you, Niall, is that there are people driving their cars in this country, and you've already said it yourself, and they're driving down the country, up the country, or wherever they like, and no insurance on their car. But as they say, the bells and whistles really start when they end up in a crash. And God forbid in all harm that somebody could be seriously injured by them or their car writ off. And these people don't give a damn. Whereas you and I and lots of other people are doing the right thing and paying your insurance policy year on. And these people think they have a God-given right to drive around the country.
Do you have any sympathy? Like the story that I spoke about during the year about the guy, I think he was in Skerries or somewhere, and the judge gave him a hefty fine. But he had been caught twice with no insurance by the guards. I think it was twice. But because he had a family to feed and he had no public transport and he didn't have the money for insurance and he had to get to work. Do you feel sorry for him?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Because surely to God, that man has family or friends and he's in that situation, or that could be a woman tomorrow. And you know, surely to God that you can call on somebody and say, look, this is the situation. Would you mind, you know, getting me to the train station or getting me to the nearest bus and getting to work? You know, and then can you meet me at such a time and drop me home? People will bend over backwards to help that man. And he could go to his local credit union and get the loan.
So you're saying there's no... Well, most insurance companies let you pay them by the month.
There's
anyway.
No excuse. Not in this day and age, now. There is no excuse whatsoever. People are finding it tough. Don't get me wrong.
Well, they're finding it very tough because Ireland is a complete rip-off, as you well know.
It is. Of course it is.
I'm just reading today. I know it's completely unrelated, but it is related to some degree with the cost of living. But according to the research, in the last 6 months, we have become the most expensive country in Europe to buy electricity.
Yeah, of course we are.
We were the sixth most expensive up to 6 months ago, but the other countries have all reduced their prices because oil and gas have come down in price, but we haven't reduced ours.
But you know what I've noticed now?
Maybe it's unrelated. But go on.
Or I've noticed in this country that the more honest you are in this country, And you work hard, and you work hard all your life, and you save, and you spend, and you don't go on holidays to pay for your home, and, you know, you educate your children to the best of your ability, and to try and look out for them as they become men and women in their lives. And then you try and have some sort of a life for yourself when they flee the nest to get married, or they buy an apartment, or their own home. And then you have people then who has fallen on hard times, you know, and they are trying so hard to put every penny by to try and put a deposit down on a house. And they're saying, what is the point? I have, let's say, 20,000 sitting in the bank, or I have 30,000 sitting in the bank, but that's for a deposit for the home. And because everything has gone so expensive in this country, they're delving into that business.
I know. No, it is tough. There's no doubt. But Margaret, let me go back to the original question. At the moment, if you get caught with no insurance in Ireland, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to get a fine and some penalty points, right? Do you believe that, because the judge has an option to send people to jail for up to 6 months, do you believe they should be sent to jail? No, but I mean, do they deserve to go to jail?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was a judge, if somebody came up in front of me, right, and you know, the police said, there's no violent there, he was caught on the M1 on his way home, after doing his show, with no insurance, and the insurance up for the last 2 months, and this is his first offence, Your Honour, and I'd say, well, you shouldn't have been behind the wheel of the car, Niall. Sorry about this, but I'm giving you 6 penalty points, and I'm also going to fine you 10 grand.
10 grand. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's all well and good finding somebody 10 grand, but most people wouldn't have 10 grand, Margaret. So they won't pay the fine, and they'll end up going to jail.
Well, Niall, it will come out of your wage packet.
Okay. So you can pay it back to the courts to your wages every week. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Eamon. Now, hang on. Eamon, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Eamon?
Good.
10 grand. There you go. No messing with Margaret, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Margaret.
You wouldn't want to cross Margaret now.
No.
So,
yeah, no, but I completely agree with her. There needs to be stricter laws for it. Mm. And that lad in Skerries as well, saying that, oh, there's no public transport. Get on your bicycle.
Mm.
Cycle into work. There's no excuse to drive uninsured. And the fact that he was using cost as an issue that, you know, he couldn't afford to pay his insurance. Like, I don't think it's a paradox, right? Because when people are driving uninsured, that raises the premiums for people like myself. Like, you quote it there, what, 175?
175 over 5 years, yeah.
Over 5 years. So if everyone actually insured the car, you know, cost, I don't know, 35 euro a year isn't too much, you know, but it's still something. And, there's no issue here. I mean, driving uninsured, it completely undermines the point of car insurance. And at the end of the day, it's to protect people from financial loss. So if he's saying, I can't afford to insure the car, which insurance in itself is to protect you financially in the event that you crash, it makes no sense to me. He's just being cheap and he's just chancing his arm, really. There's no excuse for it whatsoever.
Well, hang on. Stay there. Let me go to Dermot as well. Dermot, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Dermot, you don't believe it should be harsher?
No, I base it on my experiences traveling around various European countries. I lived in Germany, I lived in Spain, France for 5 years each. I lived in Greece, I lived in South Africa.
Well-traveled man, yeah.
Well, yeah, there was no work here, so no choice.
Okay. Well,
I didn't get a choice on the issue. No, the issue is, in South Africa, they had, you could drive with no insurance. Because it's paid for in the petrol.
Hang on, Margaret. Let him finish what he's saying. The point she's making is you're living in Ireland now. But go on, you're not living in South Africa.
No.
By the way, it's the same in Australia. It's the same in Australia too. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm explaining why the system in Ireland is completely wrong. Now, there's a state in America where it's illegal to be insured, and there's a very good logical reason. For example, you cannot buy a gun and insure yourself that you can go into a supermarket and shoot up 20 people. So this state arrived at a logical conclusion. Insuring people to drive cars encourages them to drive excessively fast and cause more accidents. And in that state, they have a lot less accidents.
I don't understand the logic of that. That's bizarre, yeah. Let's focus on Ireland. The system is what it is. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think we should have a better system. but it is what it is. We have private insurance companies. You pay them to insure your car. That's the law currently.
Yeah, well, we can thank one minister. I don't particularly like him. He's a bit oity-toity. Shane Ross.
Shane Ross, yeah. But who couldn't drive a car? Who didn't drive a car himself, by the way? Can I just point out? Yeah.
No. He did do one useful thing in all this time. He got the numbers out of the insurance companies, and it confirmed what my mathematics, because I used to work in insurance, so I know the mathematics of how the system works. He confirmed that how much money it was costing and how Irish drivers compared to the rest of the world. And all this nonsense that we were 10 times more dangerous than everybody else, it transpired that we're actually not too bad at all.
Yeah, but Dermot, he didn't invent the insurance system we currently have. He presided over it while he was Minister for Transport, but he didn't invent it. Yeah. So let's stick to the point. If you drive in this country with no insurance, minimum third-party insurance, or as they call it in America, collision waiver damage insurance, same thing. If you drive without insurance, you're breaking the law because everybody else has to do it.
No, you're not breaking the law. You're breaking a regulation. It's a rule or a regulation. It's not a law.
It is a law. Under the Road Traffic Act of Ireland, by law, you must be insured to drive a motor vehicle. You must carry it, and you must display that motor insurance on your window under the current legislation in this country.
Yeah, well, you see, this is when, if you study the law, you'll discover two things. It's ACT, Credit Corporation Tax.
Okay. Look, Dermot, you're going down all sorts of routes there. Now you're going to tell me we're all free men of the society and all that kind of carry on. Listen, Dermot, I'm not interested in your theories that the Garda Síochána is a registered corporation in the United Kingdom and all that other stuff that I see online. I'm interested in what it is. What it is currently at this moment in time, to drive a car in this country, you must have motor insurance. That's the law. Okay?
We'll take it from your point of view, seeing as you're so adamant about it. Okay, now, it's very, very simple.
Come on.
If you take the total amount of car tax, which is 2.5 million cars, motorbikes, buses, etc., and you divide it into the amount of people and all the claims that are paid out in each year, you discover that approximately €100 per car, per truck, per motorbike would have paid all the casualties that were involved. Now,
that's because insurance companies make a profit. Yes.
Yeah. So they're making a real profit.
Yeah. So okay. I'm waiting for the point you're going to make here. And Eamon is waiting with bated breath as well. Go on.
Okay. Now, these uninsured drivers, when you divide this number, 365 days into 35 quid, that's 10 cents a day that we're extra paying for uninsured drivers.
Yeah.
Now, when you actually look at the statistics, uninsured drivers, the average payout for every accident in Ireland and in most of Europe is about 30,000. It's a fender bender. 98% is the average. So what we're discussing here is there is a few exceptional accidents which are in the 1 million or something.
Yeah, now, there's also a lot of accidents where the only payout is the damage to the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Czechoslovakian drivers are driving into this country. I've got Czechoslovakian friends.
I might never get into another nationality. Dermot, I'm going to have to end the conversation because I have a lot of callers want to come on the air and talk about this in a kind of common sense way.
They are insured for 70 quid a year, and they're legitimately allowed to drive in Ireland for quite a period of time. I think it's 6 months before they got to change over to Irish insurance.
I think it's 12, actually, but go on, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So they're driving around for 70 quid a year. They go back to Czech Republic quite often, and they buy another car, and they come back with another insurance. And this is where you're getting these 20% of...
Dermot, you're not making any sense. In every country in Europe, or even America, insurance is, on average, a different price. Ireland, by the way, is not the most expensive when it comes to car insurance. There are other countries that are more expensive than us. There are other countries that are a lot cheaper than us. That's just the way it is. That's just our economy. And you can talk to me all night about why that's unfair and why our economy is different, why we're paying more for electricity. I have loads of theories on that myself. But we're talking about this tonight, and I'm asking you a question. Should people who break the law, and they're breaking the law, if you don't like the law, move to another country. If they break the law, should they go to jail?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it costs 30,000 a week or something to keep somebody in jail.
82,000 euro per year.
Yeah, so it was a ridiculous amount.
Okay, sorry, Eamon. You want to say something to him there? Go ahead, Eamon.
If someone,
Margaret's
if
lost the will to live.
No, absolutely not. It costs, Dermot. If someone murders someone, are you going to say no? They shouldn't go to jail because it costs 30,000 a week or whatever, or a month, whatever you said. It's the law is the law. The reason people need to be insured is in case, God forbid, I was in a crash in the morning and I knocked someone down, an old lady. Who's going to pay her medical bills if they're over, I don't know, 200 grand? Let's say she died or whatever. There's money involved in that. I don't have money to pay for that. That's why I have insurance to protect, you know, the injured woman, her family, give them peace of mind, so she can get medical cover, whatever it is, to repair my car, whatever that is. That's why I have insurance. That's the whole point of having insurance. You're making
you're saying that I'm now insured to murder grannies that jump out in front of me.
Okay, Dermot. You must be smoking something because if you thought that's what I said.
That's not what he said.
Come on.
It's not what he said, Dermot.
Well, this is what I was saying about the American state in America. They decided that that's the logic you're using.
We're not in the Czech Republic. We're not in South Africa. We're not in America. We're not in any of those countries. We're right here in Ireland. Margaret, you want to say something to him there, will you? Before I lose the will to live.
I do, because I'm nearly pulling my hair out here. What's that man's name?
Dermot.
Dermot. Shukru, which is a Kerry name.
Dermot, listen to me, will you? For God's sake. Grannies don't jump out in front of cars, first of all, darling. It's usually drunkards do that.
Yeah, drunk people do it, yeah.
Even if it's on the road, that are full of drugs, behind the wheels of the cars, that are causing a lot of accidents, and people on mobile phones. And you're living in Ireland,
I'm living here.
Dermot, let her finish.
Would you just listen instead of opening your mouth?
I've 10 minutes here. Go on, Margaret. No. Go on.
Now, if you cannot afford the insurance on your car, sell the bloody thing and get public transport. As simple as that.
Dermot, have you got a car?
I used to have a car, but unfortunately, I'm now in a situation where it would be illegal, completely illegal for me to drive due to my an accident with chemicals into my eyes until they get fixed up again.
I'm sorry to hear that. When you did have your car, Dermot, when you did have your car, did you have it insured?
Oh, naturally. I had it insured.
A good man. You obeyed the law, so.
I obeyed what you would call the law.
Dermot, you just said naturally. Why are you arguing against insurance? You make no sense.
No, I'm saying that the question is, should people be thrown in jail for driving without insurance? And I'm saying, no, I have enough evidence from around the world that insurance
around the world, we're in Ireland.
No, we are on the world. It's a big round thing that we're on, you know?
Are we free men?
I'm not discussing free men. I'm saying we are.
But are you one of these people who believes we're free men?
Yeah. No, I don't do the free men lark. That's another nonsense.
All right. Well, it's like, I got to go to a break. There's lots of lark. A lot of people want to talk to you too, Dermot. The number is 087-188-0008. Some of the messages, by the way, coming in on Facebook. Should we? OQ says, so the question was, should we get tougher on uninsured drivers? Kate Noonan says, no. Q, by the way, Q was the question. I should have known that. It was printed on the thing. Anyway, Kate Noonan says, no, make insurance affordable for all. Well, insurance isn't. See, people go on about car insurance. Right? I'm going to say something to you, right? I'm being a ripoff. Car insurance now is cheaper than it was when I got my car, my first car, when I was 18 years of age. And I'll tell you what I mean. Because my first car to insure was £1,800 back then, which was 40 years ago. So to suggest it's more expensive now for a first car driver, probably €1,800 now, €2,000 for a young person to insure the car. It's no more expensive. My father was paying at the time about £400 or £500 to insure his car. Now I get insured now for about €400 or €500. So it's no more expensive. It's actually less expensive when you take into consideration the cost of living to insure a car now than it was to insure a car 30 or 40 years ago. So it's one thing that really hasn't gone up in price. Anyway, I think it's Miloz Amelazania says, no, reduce the cost of insurance so it's affordable. MIBA will plaster any crap just to justify these ridiculous insurance prices. Even if numbers of uninsured drivers fell to zero, we would still see the 175. We wouldn't see the 175 reduction in premiums, just like nothing happened when payouts for personal injury claims were reduced on insurance companies' requests. Absolutely, I kind of agree with that point. As you know, they pay out less in claims now. They used to be like 15 grand for whiplash. Now it's only 4 or 5 grand. And yet the insurance policy in price hasn't come down too much.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, I've only got 6 minutes, so let's not waste time talking about laws that shouldn't be laws. Dermot, stay with me. Darianne, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Darianne?
Yeah, good, not good.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Look, in regards to this, just in a nutshell, a number of years ago, I had, at the time, it was a brand new car. Anyway, I was travelling from, say, Donabay down to Dublin, or down, sorry, Swords. And when I got up on the on a particular road, the next thing, this car came up behind me, banged me from the back. And I had a child in the car at the time who wasn't my child. And anyway, I got out of the car to go back to the car behind me to say, look, can I use your phone to call the guards? And they said, no, 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 the guards are on the way. That guy was driving on the wrong way on the dual carriage coming from Donabate.
Yeah.
And we've been on to the guards. Now, he was a drunk driver, right? He was drunk when he banged into me. He'd no insurance. They arrested him there and then. And I had desperate whiplash. And don't ever tell me whiplash.
Oh, no, it does exist. Oh, it absolutely exists.
Yeah,
of course
exist.
It does. Yes.
And anyway, when I went to court, he got off because the judge didn't know that at the time he'd no insurance, he'd no license, or he'd no nothing. And he got off. And
when you say he got off, okay. Did he even get a fine?
No, he got nothing.
And how? What is it? He just and had a good solicitor got him off on a technicality or something stupid.
Yeah, and I was absolutely disgusted. So
who paid? Who paid for the damage to your car and for your injuries?
So that fund.
The Motor Federation of Ireland.
For,
yeah, yeah, the insurance
yeah,
bureau.
Just disgusting. Which is disgusting. Because now I think he was found drunk again driving. I think he could have been the guy from Scaries, but anyway, we won't go there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, I'm just curious because I don't know anybody else who had to deal with the insurance bureau. Did you have to wait a long time to get your money?
No, I have to say they were very good.
Okay.
But I was absolutely disgusted because he was arrested there and then. The guards came. Everything was good. But when it went into court and I was there, the judge never knew that he was drunk when he hit me. The judge didn't know that he'd no license and he was banned from driving when he hit me. That was all kept quiet.
Okay, Dermot, well, hang on 3 minutes. Dermot, what do you say to Darianne, who, a drunk driver with no insurance, no license, the laws of the land, by the way, ran into the back of her and, you know, wasn't culpable at all. He walked out of court.
Rolls off my new car.
You'd have to talk to the judge about that specific issue, but in general, it's quite simple. If you drive in a reckless manner, that's pretty much the same as walking down the street with a knife and stabbing people. You're
absolutely
reckless. You're so there's no issue
But here's the thing. Do you believe? Well, hang on. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe the judge should have sent that man to jail?
Yeah, in that particular case, he was drunk and he was driving a lethal weapon and he caused an accident and he caused injury. The other issues of whether he was insured or licensed and that, I mean, I'll give you another example. In Rome, you only get a 50-euro fine for not having a license.
I think you
Nobody
mentioned every country in the world.
In Rome, Dermot.
Jesus Christ.
But
Dermot, you mentioned every country in the world.
Yeah.
The world is going that way.
Yeah, but stop comparing us to other countries.
Because
You've got to understand that we are supposed to be in this communist EU, and in this communist EU, lots of countries virtually have no regulations, and they're allowed to drive in Ireland. I mean, Romanians have hardly, I don't even know what insurance they would have. And then,
well, I don't know what the insurance is like in Romania. Okay, but sorry. Yeah, so, Gerry-Ann, you've been listening to Dermot, and he's saying, yes, he admits the drunk driving situation should have sent him to jail, but not having no insurance. Sorry.
No, not having insurance.
Go ahead, Gerry-Ann.
Niall, can I just say something to you? I'm actually now going to go out and check cars, and if I see they've no insurance, I'm going to make citizens arrest.
Well, see, here's the thing. You'll never know, because a lot of people, the latest scam for these people, and I don't want to be giving them ideas, is you sign up to an insurance policy, you pay it for 1 month, you get your disc, and you don't pay it again.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
We'll solve that problem. In fact, most of Europe, most cops have all the apps of all the different countries to see, are you insured?
And I agree with you, Dermot, that they do. But unfortunately, the Garda Síochána are under-resourced when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
You know. Sorry, Gerry-Ann and Dermot, listen, thank you very much. Oh, I have to go to Mike very quickly. Sorry. Well, stay there, Gerry-Ann. Mike, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Mike? Very quickly. Go on. I have 2 minutes.
Yeah. How you doing? My comment, as I made to you there, you probably heard, is a simple fix, basically, like they do in the States. Most states in America, they add it onto the diesel or petrol, whatever.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And pull it into the pump. You're sticking it in the car. If you need diesel or petrol or whatever fuel you use, you're insured because you have to get the fuel, and it's on the fuel, and then nobody's not insured because the car needs fuel to go, it's insured.
And Australia have a similar system as well, where that's the way the insurance operates. If you want to buy extra personal insurance, you can, but you get your third-party insurance when you buy your car, and you pay it as a personal tax, but it's paid through I think it's paid through fuel as well. And you know, Mike, I would completely agree with you if it wasn't for the fact that fuel is so expensive in this country already.
But Niall, the problem with that is, insurance companies are probably more the lobbyists for the government, and the government are cleaning up off them, so they probably wouldn't make as much by doing it that way. So that's why we're in this situation, because the government are making big money off it. And if it was done the other way, it would be...
Yeah, because, well, of course, because it's tax. You're paying a tax on insurance as well, you know, I suppose. So
exactly, this and the levy and everything. But if it was done on the fuel, it's a simple, simple fix. Nobody is...
Gerry-Ann, would you agree with paying insurance on fuel?
Yeah, if it worked out. But just can I just say something to you? I got a lumen flat puncture, and I actually just got myself into a garage. And I thought I had roadside assistance, which I'm nearly sure I had. And anyway, it ended up, because the nuts were too tight on my wheel, I paid €120 to get that wheel off, and another €80 to get a new tire because I wrote it off.
And you didn't have roadside assistance?
Well, I'm going to have to look that up, because
I thought it came in nearly all policies now, didn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah, so I was very surprised. I was very surprised, but I'm going to look that up now and see why the hell I didn't have it.
Mike, what are you saying? It comes with all policies, doesn't it? Roadside assistance. It should.
Well, I know I have it on that, but I don't know. As I say, insurance companies will do anything to get out of whatever.
Of course, they will.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you didn't tick the box. That's what they'll say. You didn't tick the box.
Comprehensive insurance, I would have.
Imagine with comprehensive insurance, Gerry-Ann, you would imagine you would get roadside assistance.
Yeah, that's why I was 100% sure.
And windscreen cover too. By the way, here's something I didn't know very quickly to both of you. I got a chip in my windscreen there about two or three years ago. And I got the windscreen replaced, windscreen cover. It's on your insurance, right? And I went to change insurance companies. I couldn't change because they said I had a claim on my insurance. And I said, it was just a windscreen. And he went, yeah, it's still considered to be a claim.
And that's not classed as, that is not
it
classed
was.
As a claim.
It was.
I know,
but you had your windscreen done. Yeah. The next policy will show it on it.
That's right, windscreen. It comes down your no-claims bonus. Now, don't get me wrong, it doesn't reduce your no-claims bonus, but it is down on your thing that you get that you had a windscreen claim.
A claim. And not only that, some of the windscreens nowadays with these car sensor lights, things in it and everything is around 1,600 to 1,700 to change a windscreen, you see. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think my windscreen was about 600 quid or something like that. But anyway, listen, Mike and Derrianne, thank you very much indeed. But it's just a word of warning for people that if you are changing your windscreen, you get a chip off your windscreen, well, you know, indeed, it can... be a problem.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.